produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good day, viewers. Today we shall be interviewing Dr. Sonia Bonner of Faith Life Ministries, Boksburg. This interview is based on different parts of the body and how they work together. Good day, Doctor.
Good day, thank you.
Right. Question one. Please tell us, what are the different parts of the body in connection with the ministry and their functions?
All right. When you said the different parts of the body, let's refer to the Word of God as said. Before Jesus left the earth, he gave gifts to men. He says, to some he gave apostle, to some he gave prophet, to some he gave the office of an evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, which actually represent the five fingers of a man. And he also said that we are one body, and one body is constituted of different parts. We have the hands, we have the eyes, we have the nose, we have the mouth, we have the legs, which are different parts of the body, to mention but few, you know. But these different parts of the body, if you look at it carefully, they function differently. They have their unique differences. And the hand cannot say, I don't need the hand. The hand cannot say, I don't need the leg. The leg cannot say, I don't need the eye. The eye cannot say, I don't need the mouth. And by so doing, they work together in accomplishing one purpose of fulfilling the mission of the body. So therefore, in connection with ministry, like Jesus gave these gifts of the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, and the teacher to the body of Christ, the same way they are different in their unique way. The apostle does not function like the pastor. The pastor does not function like the evangelist. The evangelist does not function like the prophet. The prophet does not function like the teacher. So they are differently gifted, like the different parts of the body. But they are one body. They are one body. So they ought to function, bring their differences to produce or to achieve one ultimate goal of fulfilling the mission for which the body is initiated created. So the connection with the different parts of the body and the body of Christ, or ministry, so to say, is actually how the hands function differently, the eye function differently, the mouth function differently. The mouth does the speaking, the eyes does the seeing, the ears does the hearing, the nose does the smelling, and the hands does a different thing entirely. So it is. The apostle operate differently, the pastor operate differently, the evangelist operate differently, and this is the connection between the different body parts and ministry. We are not in uniform, but Jesus said we should be in unity. The hand is not the same as the eye. That means we are not in uniform. It's not uniformity, but they function together in unity. So therefore, that is how the body, different body parts is connected with ministry. Thank you.
Doctor, based on your statement, how the different parts have different functions, how do these different unique parts of the body work together? And what do these different parts work towards?
All right, like I said, they function differently, but for one purpose. The hand is working, the eye is working, the eye is doing the seeing. The leg is doing the movement to where the eye sees. The eye cannot go to where he sees. It has to take the function of the legs to take the eye to where he sees. The mouth speaks, but the mouth cannot see. It takes the function of the eye to see what the eye sees. The ears hears, but the ear cannot touch. It has to take the function of the hand to touch what the ear hears. So the same way in ministry, I believe strongly that if the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, and the teacher work together with their differences. We work together with our differences, bring our differences together. If you permit me to say, those are why we're growing up in the faith. We're sent out to preach the gospel. Some of us were out in the street. What we're interested in is winning souls, just winning souls. Now, if you are doing the work of an evangelist, for example, and you win souls and win souls and win souls, the kingdom business or the work of ministry is not complete, because the souls that are won needs to be nurtured by someone. Now, if you are an evangelist by calling and that is your area of specialization, you cannot neglect the office of the pastor who nurtured the souls and the teacher. Because the evangelist's work is to point Jesus to you. Now you have seen Jesus. Somebody who is a pastor or a teacher needs to nurture you, feed you with the word of God on how to live with the Jesus that you have been pointed to. And so therefore I say that we all need each other. And if you will permit me, it will lead me to say that we got to learn from the wisdom from the demon. What is the wisdom from the demon? We're told when Jesus casted out the demon the other day, he said the demon leaves the body and go to a dry place. When the demon returned and see that the body was clean and well prepared to be occupied, yet nobody was occupying the body, he went back to invite seven more wicked demons to accompany him to conquer that body and occupy the body. Now, if you may ask me, what is the wisdom from the demon that I mentioned? I would say the wisdom from the demon that I mentioned is that the demon needed to achieve an ultimate purpose of occupation and taking over a territory. And he needed the assistance of seven other demons. But today, the evangelist wants to do ministry alone. The pastor wants to do ministry alone. The prophet wants to do ministry alone. The apostle wants to do ministry alone. The teacher wants to do ministry alone. It ought not to be so. We ought to have this fivefold ministry or the different parts of the body function together with their different uniqueness to achieve one purpose, which is to get the people to Christ by the work of the evangelist, nurture the people by the teacher and the pastor who leads the people in the right way, and the apostle who goes around planting churches. But these days, the apostle is no longer planting churches. The apostle is sitting to pastor a church. These days, the evangelist is no longer going around spreading the gospel to point people to Jesus. Instead, the evangelist is now also pastoring a church. These days, we don't have the pastor nurturing the people. The pastor is busy going around doing the work of the evangelist. So I think working together with different parts of the body to achieve one aim. The eye sees the food. The eyes can't take the food to the mouth. The mouth has to chew the food, but the mouth can't go for the food. The hands have to take the food and put it in the mouth. They are all working together to achieve one purpose, for the belly to be full. So for the kingdom business to run smoothly on the earth, I think these different parts of the body need to complement each other instead of competing with each other. Thank you.
Okay. In one of your preachings, you mentioned the wisdom from a demon. Please elaborate your statement, why the wisdom from a demon?
Oh, I just mentioned that while I was emphasizing on the question you raised. You see, if a demon can have such common wisdom to organize with other seven demons to achieve a purpose, to achieve an aim. I think the body of Christ should be wiser. You know, the other day Jesus was speaking and Jesus said, the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. You can see a businessman organize when he sees that the business is not going well. He can collaborate with other businessmen or women to see the business move forward. They get advice from each other. They support each other. But if you may ask me, I will say the statement that Jesus made, we are taking it lightly when he said the kingdom of the children of this world are wiser than the children of light, which are believers. If you see an unbeliever politician, they fight in the parliament, they raise their different voices, but you see them come back home, they are still friends. A pastor who prophesied and a pastor who is a teacher will come up to say the one who prophesied is not good. The one who prophesied will say the one who is a teacher is not of God. The one who is a teacher will say the one who is a pastor is not of God. The one who is a pastor will say the one who is into deliverance is not of God. The politicians, they don't do that. This wisdom that we are talking about of a demon, this demon does not care who is more wicked. The Bible says he went looking for more wicked demon. Can we agree in the body of Christ to say, let's look for more prayerful somebody who can support me in my ministry or in my work with God to increase my prayer life? Can I look for somebody who is more deep in the word of God to support me? Can I look for somebody who is more anointed? If I'm not into deliverance, will I accept and encourage the ministry of deliverance to function well under my calling? So the wisdom from the demon is actually to allow all of this thing to achieve an ultimate purpose. The demon's interest was that this territory is conquered. I don't care who takes the glory. What is important is that the territory is conquered. And I think believers have to come to a point where we must learn from that wisdom of pastors coming together, believers agreeing together. The problem of denomination, I belongs here, I belongs there. I think we need to address all of that and work as believers to achieve what purpose? What purpose? Pointing people to Jesus, nurturing them with the word of God. By the time I said, you are evil, and we are working in the same kingdom. You say you are a pastor, I say I'm a pastor. And I say you are evil. Then you say the other is evil. Mr. Pastor A is evil. Pastor D is evil. Now, what picture am I painting of the kingdom that I belong? If you are going wrong in any way, I think I should call you as a brother, as the Bible prescribed. Just the same way, the hand cannot fight the mouth, because your area of calling is to take the food to the mouth. You are not the one to chew the food. So when did the hand know how to chew food better that he's going to tell the mouth, this is how to chew food? Why would the apostle not begin to tell the prophet, this is how to prophesy? You are not a prophet, you are an apostle. Stay in your calling and stay in your area of gifting and calling. Why would the mouth tell the eye, this is not how to see? That is not your duty. Your duty is to chew the food and swallow. Your duty is not to see. The eyes have been assigned to see. So he knows better than you do. So why would the evangelist tell the pastor or the teacher, this is how to teach or this is how to pastor? I think the problem is the hand is no longer doing its work. The hand wants to do the work of the mouth. The mouth wants to do the work of the eye. And the eye wants to do the work of smelling, which is the duty of the nose. So I think for the body of Christ to function properly, to achieve its goal, we must learn the wisdom of bring in your differences. You are an apostle, function in your place as an apostle. You are a prophet, function in your place as a prophet. You are a pastor, function in your place as a pastor. You are a teacher, function in your place as a teacher. And if we can learn that, to walk in unity, even with our differences, like I said, Jesus didn't say we should walk in uniformity. He said we should walk in unity. So if we can do that, we will achieve the ultimate purpose of pointing people to Jesus and nurturing them and preparing them for heaven. Instead, we are destroying them when we fight each other instead of staying in our lane and function properly as we have been called. Thank you.
Doctor, would you mind giving us any word of encouragement?
Well, like I said, when we were younger, we started ministry like evangelist, you know, not really deliverance minister, not really pastoring. We didn't know we were already into ministry. We were actually busy preaching Jesus in schools. So my word of advice is that if anyone have a calling, or if anyone is in ministry, you are in the church, because everyone is called. You read your Bible, many are called, but few are chosen. Yeah. The chosen one could be designated to the office of the apostle, the pastor, the whatever, but everyone is called. The usher is called, the choir member is called, the prayer group is called, the cleaner in the church is called, the children teacher is called. If you are not called into it, you can't do it. You struggle with it. But if it's a calling, you do it with ease. So everyone is actually called. The problem with the body of Christ or with the church is that we have not identified our area of calling. Sometimes pastor give us area of calling different from what we're actually called to do. Sometimes the church assigns us to do certain things which we are not called to do. So my word of advice is for us to identify our area of calling. The hand must know what he's created to do. The eyes must know what is created to do. The nose must know what is created to do. The mouth must know what is created to do. The ear must know what is created to do. The hand cannot begin to think for the ear, because he was not created to function like the ear. The ear cannot begin to say to the eyes how to see, because the ear was not created to do the work of the eye. So I think we need to identify our area of calling and gifting, and that will help us to achieve building the body of Christ for the ultimate purpose of preparing people for heaven and preparing us, the believers, for the coming of Christ. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. But before we leave, do you mind giving us a prayer for the viewers?
Oh, hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name that is above every other name, I speak as a servant of God. I ask that everyone under the influence of my voice, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, may the God of heaven help you to enlighten your ear of understanding, or your heart of understanding, in the name of Jesus, to identify, discover your area of calling. And when you discover it, may the grace, the enablement to function in that area effectively with other parts of the body for the fulfillment of the kingdom business. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. In your area of career, may you receive that grace. In your area of ministry, receive that grace. In your calling in life, receive that grace, that we will be wise. We will not allow the kingdom of the world, or the kingdom of darkness, or the sons of this world to be wiser than the sons of the kingdom. We bring every attack of the enemy. We come against division in the body of Christ. We speak love among believers. We speak strength to function together in our differences, to bring people, pointing people to Jesus and nurturing them for the kingdom purpose. In the name that is above every other name, for everyone under the influence of my voice, you haven't known Jesus yet, I pray for you. May you come to the knowledge of Christ, that he died on the cross, was buried and rose again, and today seated at the right hand of God. May the blood wash you clean. May your name be written in the book of life. I love you. Until I come your way again, don't you ever forget. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.